When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Sun Tzu's The Art of War is studied at war colleges. It's idolized in the boardroom, even applies to the kindergarten playground. Now cartoonist Jennifer Hagee, known for her blog This Is Indexed, has created The Art of War Illustrated. She takes Sun Tzu's texts and adds her Venn diagrams. All right, Jessica, this strikes me as This Is Indexed meets the Salt II Treaty.
That's exactly it.
Explain it for me.
So I am a cartoonist, and I draw with charts and graphs, and I work with Venn diagrams and simple XY axes, and I use those math-like objects to tell stories with words.
So this is about business, right? And the Art of War certainly applies to business.
Yeah, the charts and graphs are the language of business, and the Art of War felt like the Bible of business. So putting these two things together just felt like the right mashup to me.
You know, when I think of the Art of War, I think of this sort of bloodthirsty, all-in, violent sort of text. That's really not quite the case, is it?
No, but that was the exact same assumption I had before I got into it. And then finding out that Sun Tzu was actually very, very measured and pro-caution and pro-strategy and anti-war, if anything.
So what did you learn about maybe business tactics by looking at it?
The best thing that you can always do is, if you get emotional or excited about anything, is to take a step back and let your logical brain step in for you, and you'll always be better off.
So don't rush into war.
No, absolutely.
Don't rush into decisions. Lay back a little bit.
Yeah, if you can avoid conflict, the conflict will probably resolve on itself most of the time.
So one of the things I like about this is there are jokes in here, right? Or there are laughs, but you're not really joking.
No, I'm having fun with the content, and anything can be hilarious from the right vantage point. But Sun Tzu especially lends himself to metaphor, and playing with his metaphorical ideas to get people into the book is something I felt, if I can do this, I can get people to read this, and they'll get something out of it, too.
This is a text that's, what, 3,000 years old?
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly 3,000 years old. So the words we're reading today, I mean, lends itself to taking a little liberty, because the words we're reading today probably aren't the words that Sun Tzu, if there was a Sun Tzu, actually wrote himself, correct?
Well, every time you have a translation, you're going to lose something and gain something else. So knowing just how language changes over time, what we've got in front of us today is probably really far away from what Sun Tzu intended it to be, if he existed at all.
If he existed at all. I want to read a couple of things about what he wrote, and then you tell me your take on them.
Got it.
A wind that rises in the daytime lasts long, but a night breeze soon falls. How does that apply to business?
That is, don't spend all your energy soon. Be measured. Be careful. Wait until it's cool to go for a run.
Another one, supreme excellence consists on breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting.
Yeah, that is, you can outlast somebody by never engaging them.
Where is this taught now? Is it taught at West Point or is it taught at Harvard Business School?
Oh, this is taught everywhere. Sun Tzu is sort of the go-to guy for strategy in all things. Everybody from sports coaches to MBA professors love this guy. And so getting into this text and playing with it from all those different audience angles, too, was really fun.
Well, that's an interesting thing to me, because it's usually written for the generals, right, or for the general managers or the CEOs, but you sort of took it at a different tack.
Yeah, I pictured, instead of just a general, I pictured the protagonist of all the stories, and everyone is the protagonist of their own story. So putting it into lots of different perspectives, from way up high to down in the weeds, was something I felt I would had to do to open the book up to the audiences.
So invading generals might learn from the Art of War. The people in the boardroom might learn from the Art of War. But what do you and I learn from the Art of War?
I think we learn how to get to the boardrooms, and we learn how to become generals and become more powerful than we could have been. And sometimes that's not violent or capitalistic power. It's sort of innate character-driven power.
So I don't know if I described well enough, but so we have these pieces of text from Sun Tzu,
mm-hmm.
and then we have from you a Venn diagram or an XY sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I treated this project a lot like a reverse New Yorker caption cartoon contest. So Sun Tzu wrote all the captions. I just had to put the images in for his words.
What surprised you most when you were doing it?
I think mostly that it was so wise and so patient and so measured and so mindful, as opposed to violent, stabby, stab, stab.
Right. I mean, I liked reading about it, too, because it's, I think it's one of those things. There are so many things like that with us, with me, and I would assume with many of us, that we think we know or that we are aware of, and then we sort of assign some value to it without ever really knowing it at all. And The Art of War certainly was one of those things. Until I started reading your book and his words and then your account of them, I really didn't have any idea what was in this book.
Yeah, The Art of War is one of those sort of, oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Right.
Books. It's like everybody's got one in their house or knows somebody who's a fan of it, but people who've really read the whole thing are few and far between.
So a little later today, you're speaking at C2E2, right?
I am.
And so how does the Art of War audience mix with the C2E2 audience? Same. Okay, this would be a Venn diagram, right? I could do this.
Uh-huh.
Tell me how they mix.
The overlap there would definitely be people who are really into storytelling and character development and conflict and overcoming conflict and resolution and being the underdog and or being on top of things. And I think because I do cartoons, this is right up that sort of cultural alley.
So when you were beginning your career and you had these dreams of being this creative source or force, did you ever think you'd co-author with Sun Tzu?
You know what? I never thought that throwing Venn diagrams on the internet would lead to a whole lot of anything, but fortunately it has, and I'm really glad to be doing this now.